The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning and good evening, depending on when and where you're listening. You're listening to Mark the Shark with Bite of Reality, live from New York. Well, New York is somewhat alive, somewhat dead. It's a little bit of both. But hey, you never know. So without further ado, because we got a full agenda today, indictments flying all over the country. We got a full agenda. We're going to dive right into rhyme time and get it started. There's so many things to talk about this week. Stand by. Are there really aliens? What's the deal? Now there appears there are whistleblowers who have begun to squeal. Our government maintains that there is no such things, but we have all seen what lips moving at the White House really brings. The lies continue to pile up. What will it get us in the end? It's the truth the White House completely continues to bend. We now have to address the 800-pound elephant in the room. Can someone tell us what are those objects that continue to go zoom? Is there or is there not what we think? We'll explain. These strange lights in the sky, the green flashing lights in the rain. Now we are told our government has lied. Gee, what a shocker. We are told from someone claiming to be inside. But how can we tell what the government will not disclose? Just keep staring at Joe Biden's face and check the length of his nose. So what is contained in the area called 51? Was that a spaceship, guys, or just a reflection from the sun? Why won't they tell us if this alien thing is really true? Will the world freak out? Will the skies really turn blue? Has the government really recovered an alien spacecraft? Or are the people who say so really just daft? Will all the technology and a camera almost everywhere? Seems very odd that we haven't seen a clear picture or video. It's just not fair. Things have to add up. And there are sights that have to be seen. Maybe from an investigation, the truth we can glean. We have to explore this in further detail. Don't let our government hide things. We must follow the trail. Little green aliens and ships that can disappear. What's really going on here? Does not all seem to be clear. Is our government really hiding ships that have come down to Earth? We've seen these unidentified objects around since the time of my birth. Why would they hide them if indeed they were here? I gave up asking why government does anything, but truth should soon be near. Some say that they have bodies from the crash sites that they have retrieved. Then why the big smoke and mirrors show? Is it we the people they deceive? So I ask, will you be surprised to find out that our government has lied, that they are in possession of ships from other worlds and aliens that have died? So when we finally find out what the truth might be, try to keep your head about you. The hope in other worlds now we might see. Imagine advanced technology that could come from such outer-worldly race. They could solve all our problems and save Earth as our very own space. But what are we truly afraid of? Could they just as well destroy us real quick? We better make the right choice for contact, or it's us that could indeed be stick. Racism or racism, a topic we should address. So let's dive into this funny take and put our theory to the test. They say it's everywhere lurking like a ghost. But let me tell you something, it's a tale we can tell on every coast. In a world full of quirks where oddities do prevail, racism takes back seat. It's just a minor detail. Picture this scene in a comical affair where people come together, not by race, just without a single care. In a bustling city, let's call it America's Duvel. The residents are crazy with what happens there and the blood that they love to spill. There's a polka dot mayor and he's the chief, a clown chief. With a comedic dumb city council, it's chaos they cause. For residents there is no relief. The streets are filled with violent criminals. There's always a crime in sight, as people who have cracked up commit crimes from morning till night. You might see a dead body or someone who thinks they're a dancing kangaroo, all shooting and stabbing each other without any consequences they are free to do. These humans come in all shades, a vibrant mix indeed. From freckled faces to brown-haired rainbows, they continue to proceed. They gather at the park for a crack-filled vending machine fest, where pipes are exchanged, putting bigoted stoners and the reality to test. Now the aliens have landed with a sense of right and wrong, too. Their greenish skin glowing, with strange words breaking through. They join the crackpipe communions, sharing their interstellar tea, proving that aliens must have a sense of humor, which we can use to set up a plea. Now let's not forget when the residents do arrive, they're quite a sight, with a stand-up show featuring a wisecracking mayor, who is just not right. They tell jokes when the migrants they brought get high, and even the grumpy media, they now can't keep up the lie. So in this whimsical alien world, alien racism must take a back seat. The characters in this city each day learn new ways to cheat. For criminal jokers, laughter in the city, nowhere on the grounds. So the leader's useless solutions simply limit the amount of bullets to 7 rounds. So let's try and laugh or giggle or cry. We simply need better solutions to open hearts and minds, or just cease to try. We need a place for all to exist, for in this silly tale we share, racism is rare, and laughter in the city could actually again fill the air. So next time you hear someone claim it's everywhere, tell them this funny rhyme and give them something to share. For in a world of criminals and aliens, where laughter could be the flair, alien racism, my friend, is a joke that sincerely is fairly rare. In the land of politics where tales are spun, there's a character we'll poke fun at, just for some fun. KGP or Flopsy Mopsy is her name, and truth is her foe. Let's dive into this rhyme, and let the laughter begin to flow. Oh, KGP, she just couldn't tell the truth, even if it hit her in the head, or right in the tooth. Her words tend to dance around like a very sneaky snake, leaving listeners confused, and unfortunately, the truth in there is not that bake. She spins her web of falsehoods with such a lack of grace, creating a tangled mess for the White House all over the place. The truth always eludes her, like a slippery eel. She's like Pinocchio, but with no hope to ever be real. She'll swear on her honor with a perceived poker face, but the truth slips away like a wild goose chase. If honesty were currency, she'd be absolutely flat broke, leaving fact-checkers and their fingers in an endless heap of smoke. From the podiums and to the interviews, she weaves her tale, but fact-checkers debunk them, leaving her fabric looking like a ship's torn sail. She always claims the sky is pink and the grass is really blue, leaving us all wondering how what she says, can she really think it's true? Her nose grows longer with every word she speaks. This is a carnival act that leaves us in awe. She tells us lies all these weeks. She's the queen of deceit, a master of all lies, leaving us puzzled looks and America rolling her eyes. But let's not forget amidst all the mirth, the truth is important for our planet's true worth. While KGP may stumble and fall flat on her quest to be true, she has to know the truth is, it's just something she chooses not to do. So next time you hear her speaking and spinning her evil web, take anything she says with a grain of salt. She's not really a celeb. For in this funny rhyme we share a lesson learned we have to embrace, that honesty and truthfulness will always be preferred and they must again find their place. We must again cherish the truth like the precious pearl that it is and leave the fibs behind for the movies and for showbiz. It isn't really funny to be lied to all the time, although it does make it easy and fun to create this rhyme time. In the realm of politics where chaos ensues, there's a rhyme to be spun with a twist to try and amuse. Our president has fallen and can't get up, a stumble so grand. But let's take a funny approach to his poetic rhyme time land. Oh, our president, he took quite a fall, tripping over stages his words. Maybe he should just call. Biden promised the stars and the moon but delivered a pebble, leaving us all wondering, can he even walk and be stable? It's like he walks on a tightrope with apparently wobbly feet. His speeches are jumble, 2 sentences from him. Oh, what a feat. He stumbles on bad policies, like we really think they are his. What a crock. Leaving us all bewildered and in a constant state of shock. His promises from his basement were grand, oh so hollow. Like a deflated Chinese balloon now floating his thoughts. They are so hard to follow. He has tripped on the economy, causing quite a mess, leaving us all scratching our heads in search of severe distress. He tried to dance a tango, but oh, was it a sight? Stepping on toes, falling all over, trying to get up with all his might. His clumsy missteps caught on every screen, leave us all cringing. Oh, how obscene. Let's not revel in his decline, his tumbles and falls. It's his lack of mental competence, his lack of policies, and other countries no longer even take his calls. Though stumbling his lack of mental clarity, this makes him look like a fumbling clown. We must vote for the aging guy again, or America is destined to drown. We must soon begin a new presidency, a lesson we must impart. With a new president's journey, we must have a brand new start. Let's hope we have learned from his blunders, both big and small. And then we rise to the occasion and let America begin again to stand tall. For in the end, we have made too many mistakes. But it's how we bounce back that truly will determine what it takes. So let's rally as a nation with the future in our sight and pick a president, a new president, with vision and a future that sheds new light. In the realm of politics, a curious thing. Why do we choose leaders who can't quite sing? The incompetent, they seem to shine so bright. But let's dive into this topic with a touch of a bright light. Why do we choose the incompetent, you ask? Like picking a clown to complete a tough task? They stumble and fumble like a daily comedy show, leaving us again scratching our heads, wondering where the heck sanity did go. He promised the moon, but he can't even tie his own shoes. His failing thoughts a mess. He's giving America the blues. He flips and flops on the issues like a fish out of water, leaving us all wondering why he is creating a clear path to disorder. He stumbles on facts like a clumsy baby gazelle. His knowledge so shallow, he's like an empty seashell. He can't find his way even with a GPS in hand, leaving us all wondering why he insists on disassembling this great land. But we should all lose hope amidst this disaster and bail, for with another 4 years, America will surely fail. We must seek competence like a rare find and a gem, and choose leaders who guide us with wisdom and a brain stem. It's time to be discerning and actually see through the media haze. We must elect leaders who actually see the future and will brighten our days. We should search for the capable with necessary skills to inspire. Leaving incompetence behind us in a comedy of choices, this one did backfire. So let's rise to the occasion as voters, we must unite, choosing great leaders who won't leave us with this economic blight. In this rhyme time, we share a real call to be wise and select competent leaders who make us and America's economy rise. For in the end, it's up to us to pick the wisest people's voice to make a real difference and make an excellent choice. Let's strive for competence in leaders we select and lead our country forward with what we deserve, respect. Now we are coming to the end of rhyme time. That's terrible to think. If we didn't hear rhyme time each week, we might begin to heavily drink. We shine a little fun and humor on just the real screwed up world to stop everyone listening for a moment from becoming unfurled. So we laughed, we thought of some things to poke fun, but the reality is that it's just still sad, the government web they have spun. We are the people they are supposed to protect, and lately their polities, sanity they reject. So as we say, let's get our main show, just remember to do that. Rhyme time this week has to go. So now we are almost really at the end of rhyme time. Let's try and do something right this week. Maybe, hey, lower the crime. Thank you. Thank you very much. Boy, did we have a lot to do this week. You know, we prepare for the show, we put everything together, and then
they turn it upside down on you.
5 million, 10 million indictments of former presidents. Boy, they just make life tough. So,
you know,
the first thing,
Mark, I had mentioned to you I wanted to start the show sort of, but you've just taken my air out of my balloon. But, you know, to wake up this morning and turn on what is supposed to be the news. It's a joke. And, you know, this deal with Trump, I'm sick and damn tired of it. And I hope the progressive idiots that are doing this and the yo-yos that have no gray matter between their ears in D.C., they should have been sucked down the drain when Trump was in there the first time, out of the sewer and into the Atlantic Ocean or someplace.
Legendary Dave, that was Trump's first mistake, not cleaning house.
That's true. I agree with you. And this is, you know, every damn word that this idiot was spouting about Trump and all of the terrible things he had done and all this, I kept thinking, wait a second. He didn't even cast a shadow on Hunter Biden or Joe Biden.
And well, see, that's the thing. Let me just jump in here. That's the real thing. This is really not an investigation. As far as I'm concerned, it shouldn't be an investigation of Hunter Biden. He's not an elected official. He's nothing. He's the son of the vice president and now president. That was his position. Where this, for me, crosses the line is, was Joe Biden, was he or was he not, receiving funds from or channeled through Hunter Biden, and at least from most reports now, 20 shell companies. These are companies that actually have no business. There's no product. There's no service. They are just shell companies to move money from one place to another place. And this is what criminal enterprises do. They, what they call, launder money. And again, these are unproven allegations, and I preface the entire show with, until we have a guilty verdict somewhere. And that doesn't even make it true. But let me just give you a little bit of an example of where this indictment, and I'll talk about Trump for a second because I think that's where we have to start, and then wrangle this back to where it really needs to focus, is the current president. So they appointed the special prosecutor, Jack Smith. He was appointed by the Department of Injustice under Merrick Garland. And I did say the Department of Injustice, because certainly that plaque on the wall at the entrance to that building should be ripped off. There is no equal justice in this country anymore. And anybody who says it's two-tiered, no, there is no two-tier, and I'd said it before. When you do not have equal justice, you have no justice. End of story. So here's what happens. They bring out this indictment serendipitously on the same day that the media is reporting, and again, only some media, because the rest of it is vacant. They're gone. They must have left early. They come out with this fact that they're alleging Joe Biden took $5 million and Hunter got $5 billion from Burisma while Joe Biden was vice president in exchange for certain favors, such as Joe already bragged on tape, firing the prosecutor in the Burisma matter, or you're not getting the U.S.'s $1 billion. If that's not a crime, then you know what? Sign me up. I'm done with the law. So this case against Trump right now is a manufactured case. It really is. It's disgusting. It is a disgusting stain on American justice system. We did have a justice system at one point before 2016, and then it all started to go sideways with the Russia stuff, with the unverified affidavits that were filed by James Comey, Lisa Page, Strzok, all the gamers in the band. So none of them, nothing was ever investigated. Nothing was ever done to them. There was no consequences. So they got away with it. And they're getting away with it. So here's what we have. The dispute with Donald Trump, and which was the preceding condition to the raid at Mar-a-Lago, was that he failed to return documents. This is a case under the Presidential Documents Act, okay? That is an act in this country that was put together under Obama, okay? And it basically says that, listen, you're allowed to take some documents, but the documents have to be approved. There has to be certain conditions to the documents, and that's the bottom line. You can't just willy-nilly walk out with documents. You can't do that. Okay, and I understand that. It's the National Archives. Technically, everything that goes on in government is the United States' possession. It's their property. So when a president takes out a letter or something like that, that's actual property of the government. That's fine. Apparently, every president, including Bush and Clinton and Obama, we won't even get into Hillary Clinton's 10,000 emails she deleted. And then we had Joe Biden, who, interestingly enough, got documents when he was a senator out of a skiff. But that didn't prompt anything. So let me go back to what I was focusing on.
By the way,
here.
When you say skiff, that's not a dead body.
No, skiff is it is a document reading room where you have to leave your phone outside. It's a confidential and classified area in which senators go or anyone else can go who has classification, who has the security clearance to go and look at it, can go. And they leave the document. They can take some notes, but those notes then have to be reviewed. You can't copy it. You can't do anything like that. It's a document that stays classified. And the problem is that Jack Smith, he's got a former in his continuing life as a prosecutor for the Department of Justice. He's got some serious allegations, and actually not allegations anymore. He had cases where he brought against certain people. And while prosecuting, apparently, a Dr. Shagan, U.S. Attorney's Office began a secret undisclosed side investigation. I'm sorry. I'll jump into that because that's another attorney on the team from the DOJ who's prosecuting Trump. But let's go to Jack. He was knocked out by the Supreme Court after going after the Virginia governor. He was knocked out, you ready for this? 8-0, a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court that what he did was overturned. Okay? This guy, McDonald, the governor of Virginia, he was convicted in 2014. It was overturned in an unprecedented maneuver. Unprecedented to get a unanimous decision by the Supreme Court. And that's your federal prosecutor going after Trump. Okay, and I won't go into the continuing process of what happened there. But the bottom line was the governor never did anything wrong. McDonald was exonerated, and that was it. But he liked doing this. So now he brings on board Jack Smith, who allegedly, he's an independent. That's like when they say in a negligence case, it's an independent medical examination. And many of you who have had car accidents know what I'm talking about. It's a hired gun to go after you and make sure that you get your benefits cut off. Or in this case, they try to get a conviction. So they go after and they bring on board this Karen Gilbert. Now, Karen Gilbert, another attorney in the DOJ with this case, this is actually interesting because while prosecuting, and this is what I was talking about, Dr. Shagan, the U.S. Attorney's Office began a secret undisclosed side investigation of Shagan's legal team, citing a suspicion of witness tampering. Now, no evidence ever surfaced of that. This is beginning to sound like the Russia hoax. Yeah, I know. No evidence ever surfaced of that. And they began manipulating witnesses also, the federal government. Prosecutors used their confidential informants as their trial witnesses without disclosing it. And they did tape the defense team secretly. But again, the defense lawyers never did anything wrong. But the prosecutor not only didn't disclose this Karen Gilbert, who's now chasing Trump, she never disclosed this illegal scheme. They called the witnesses at trial, and they didn't even mention it. They falsely introduced these informants as independent, impartial, neutral witnesses. But by the way, guess what happened? Well, she resigned before getting banged for this from the court. And it was referred to the state bar, which, of course, being her position as a Democrat, that'll never happen. Not unless she killed somebody on Fifth Avenue. And that might get to some review. But the bottom line is, the government was also fined by Judge Gold in that case $600,000 for their absolutely egregious conduct. These are the people chasing Trump. So now let's go to this. This is a document dispute. This is nothing more than a document dispute. Why do I say that? Because every president in the last 30 years, has taken records. But they negotiate, they argue back and forth, and eventually it gets resolved. The Records Act has no criminal statute. But what did they do? The same thing that Jack Smith did in going after the governor of Virginia. He kind of enhanced and enlarged the particular statute beyond its meaning, beyond its congressional meaning, behind its legislative meaning. He went way beyond that. And I think in this case, this is a travesty. They are going to challenge the Constitution of the United States. That's a bad position to be in as a U.S. attorney. When you take your Constitution, shred it, and turn it into something else. So what did they do? So now they have a sealed indictment. I'll talk a little bit about it because the honest question is, all these talking heads and all these reporters, they haven't seen the indictment. They don't know what's in the indictment. And quite frankly, if it's anything like the Alvin Bragg indictment, 34 counts of blah, 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 with nothing to back it up and no preceding crime, gee, what a shocker. I'm going to take the same 34 paragraphs and keep repeating them, making them 7. So ridiculous. But he has been ordered, apparently, to appear in federal court in Miami Tuesday at 3 p.m. Now, if he's charged in this case, this takes the justice system and throws it out the window. This is something, and I've heard people talk about this, and I got to tell you, I do agree with it. June 8th, yesterday, the indictment date, that is the commencement of the real insurrection. January 6th was not an insurrection. Anybody who understands an insurrection, that was not an insurrection. There was no plan to take over the government. These were a bunch of violent idiots who broke into the Capitol and should be prosecuted. But here's the other thing. This is an insurrection because now this is tampering with the American public. This is tampering with our election system. This is election interference at the highest order of our government. And it's being sanctioned by our government. They are doing something that is so, in my opinion, so illegal and so improper and so egregious as to transform America to a third world banana country now. We're done. We're finished. I said last week, stick a fork in us. This is a Presidential Records Act case. It's a civil matter. It has nothing to do with criminal matter. Now, let me get back to where I was before. So I guess we'll find out what's going on with that on Tuesday when we see the indictment, and I'll be able to tell you a little bit more about that on Friday. But this shenanigans, these prosecutors have a known history of defective prosecutions and a known history of being the strong arm of the government to try to get things done, which, quite frankly, certain cases like that I produced to you, that's egregious. That's disbarment territory. But again, it's not going to happen. Again, it's all my opinion. Remember that. So here's what happens. America's future is now in jeopardy. Here's why. People keep telling you about the two-tier justice system. When justice is not applicable to everyone, there is no justice. That's what happens in tribal countries. That's what happens in these little third-world countries where they prosecute, and this is typical Stalin and Putin. They prosecute their opponents in a Democratic Republican election. To go after Donald Trump like this is the bizarro world. This is something that I can't even conceive of happening. When I grew up, this would never even be a thought process in someone's mind in a Department of Justice in this country. But here's the other kick in the head. Joe Biden. Let's talk about him for a second. While he was a senator, he had documents in his possession that were classified. A clear violation. So he's got 1,850 boxes, again, reported because I didn't see the boxes. He's got 1,850 boxes at the University of Delaware. He has documents in Chinatown, D.C., with more at the University of Pennsylvania at the Biden Center. Gee, China donated a lot of money to that Biden Center, didn't they? Oh, wait a second, I almost forgot about the infamous Corvette documents. Kept in his Delaware garage next to the Corvette. Absolutely secure, would you think? But again, where were the raids? Where were the FBI agents storming like paratroopers in the Stalin country, in some dictatorship? We've lost control of the country, people. We really have. We have lost control of this country. And it is going to be real apparent real soon. You cannot take the leading presidential contender and have him, on a civil matter, indicted in a federal court in Florida. And why did he go to Florida? Well, everyone would have seen through this if he would have gone to Washington. Now, certainly he would have had jurisdictional issues there because the documents are all allegedly in Florida. But were they not behind a closed door, Secret Service guarding, gated community? Not to mention they were in a locked area in Mar-a-Lago. It's a private place. It's not somewhere where the public is walking by, like in Delaware at Joe Biden's house. So what do we have? So now we have, now next we go, forget about that, because you know what? The DOJ is not going to prosecute Biden. Merrick Garland is about as independent as your right arm, being independent from your body. It's just clearly, stop saying independent Merrick Garland, stop. It's ridiculous. You know, Trump made his major mistake, and we talked about this at the top of the show. His major mistake was not going in and lopping off the head of the snake. Because somehow or another, he thought in his mind that he could control the snake. He thought that bringing Pence on board, who was the establishment, and bringing some other people on board who were the establishment, like Bill Barr, he did not realize the stench, the depth, and the interrelationship between the swamp and the criminal activities that go on in Washington. Our government has become a criminal organization. It's amazing. How can you get to be a multimillionaire within a year or two when you're making $174,000 a year? Or even $400,000 a year as the president? How do you become a multimillionaire? That's a neat trick. Really, it's a neat trick. But this is what goes on in this country. So now you have Joe Biden. There's the document. Now, the FBI. Let's talk about the FBI for a few seconds. And again, I love the FBI people, not the management, not the upper crusties, the people who are running that agency out of the realm of reality and taking it for a disaster walk. So the FBI has a form called the 1023. Why is it so difficult to get this form? This form is a non-classified form from a human individual. This was written up, and it was buried. Why is it that this document is like the nuclear code football? It's being protected. It's being kept away from Congress, which, by the way, Congress's duty is oversight of the stupidity of government. All right, I agree. They're doing a really lousy job right now. And the only thing I keep hearing about all these people is yap, yap, yap. And I got to tell you, McCarthy, stop yapping and start doing. It's time for them to step up. Where are these people who claim to be Republicans? Why haven't they changed the system? Why haven't they got the system under control? Because quite frankly, I'm sitting at my table right here and I see the government out of control. This is worse than Britain in the original United States. So why is it so difficult to get this if there's nothing in there? Good question, right? So Jamie Raskin, my favorite guy, the pirate, he comes out and, you know, there's something wrong with this guy because he's supposedly very intelligent. People have told me he's very smart. I've seen him talk. He sounds very literate. But some of the things that come out of his mouth are really strange and oblivious to the real reality. And it's quite frankly, it's just simply lies as far as I'm concerned. So he comes out after the FBI showed Congress the document. By the way, when you're subpoenaed, you don't get to set the conditions of your subpoena. The people who issue the subpoena get to do it. You don't get to say, I'll come if I feel like it, or I'll come if I want, or I'll only show you it, but then I'm taking it back. So here's Jamie Raskin comes out, and he's another deflector in chief. Him and John Kirby lately have become the deflectors in chief. So he goes, there's nothing to see here. It's come to its natural conclusion by the FBI. I'm perfectly satisfied. Gee, that's fantastic. Coming from the guy who's been yelling for 4 years. No, now it's 6 years. Russia, Russia, Russia. Donald Trump is a puppet of Putin. With no proof whatsoever. No confidential informants. Nothing. Christopher Steele said this is all garbage. And they all knew it was paid for by Hillary Clinton. Remember GPS Fusion, Lisa Page, Strzok, James Comey, all those guys? Remember them? They've been chasing Donald Trump since he came down that stairs or the escalator. So, more importantly, not only did they ruin Trump's presidency, but they ruined America's chances of being very successful for 4 years. Imagine what would have happened had Trump not been just bogged down with all this garbage that they knew was not true. So Rask and his ilk, they should be held responsible, right? That'll never happen. Because funny how it's Democrats that commit the crimes and the media says this is old news, but when they go back and pick off a Trump ally, and now it's Trump himself, this is, wow, this is front page news. This is what we call justice. No man is above the law. Well, quite frankly, folks on MSNBC, no man is below the law either. And when you don't have equal, oh God, we're just running over the same thing over and over again. Let's just say when laws don't apply to everyone, there is no justice. End of story. Let's make it simple. So Raskin now comes out and speaks out of both ends of his mouth because he's confronted right after saying that. Now, Bill Barr comes out when he said, Bill Barr, he says, so Jamie Raskin says, former Attorney General Bill Barr said, and this is a direct quote, what I know is that the FBI Department of Justice team under William Barr and Scott Brady in the Western District of Pennsylvania terminated the investigation. They said there were no grounds for further investigate the steps, so they ended that. That's what Jamie Raskin said. He lied. Straight out. And how do I know that? Well, William Barr comes out and says, on Tuesday this week, it's not true. And here it is. The quote. And also, it wasn't closed down. It was, on the contrary, it was sent to Delaware for further investigation under the Democrats over there. Good luck with that. But if William Barr comes out and says completely, it's not true. It wasn't closed down. On the contrary, it was sent to Delaware for further investigation. This statement completely contradicts what Raskin said. He said that Barr said. Now, I tend to believe William Barr, who just, he's a Trump hater to begin with. But this is the Department of Injustice. And by the way, when they were asked for a comment, they said, we declined to comment. There's the first time that in the lifetime of my amazing contact with the Department of Injustice with Trump, they declined to comment. They leak like a submarine with a screen door, but this they declined to comment. Who's going to hold them responsible? So if this subpoena and if this document is not that amazing, why are they going to hold it? And now I understand, now they can produce it this week. I keep hearing that. So the FBI management has completely gone rogue. Completely gone rogue. They obviously interfered with the 2016 election by opening up the investigation, a full-throttled investigation, based on an unverified, unfettered, out-of-control garbage paid for by the Clinton campaign. Remember Christopher Steele, GPS Fusion? Remember all that? They continued to bury things about Hillary and Joe Biden's actions with respect to Hunter and his foreign business dealings. You want to tell me that the premier agency on this planet, well, it used to be the FBI, couldn't discern and get evidence against Hunter Biden and Joe Biden? Well, we're going to pick that up right after these brief messages. Stand by.
On August 8th, 2022, in violation of the Fourth Amendment, the FBI performed a most egregious search of a former president's home. The Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Fourth Amendment originally enforced the notion that each man's home is his castle, secure from unreasonable searches and seizures of property by the government. We must take a stand and take back our country.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
And we're back on A Bite of Reality. Mark, in this reality, you know,
it's an alternative reality, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, I woke up this morning and it was just more of the same old shit. And I look at America's Web Radio as the possibility of being able to fight back, being able to tell the truth when most of the media doesn't tell the truth. But it takes support, and whoever's listening to the show, please, please pass on the fact that we tell the truth here, and that this is what they've done to Trump. And whether you're a Trump fan or not, you can just look at the facts and see that this has been, the whole thing has been manufactured since the get-go, and like you said, since he was coming down the stairs, it has been manufactured to get Trump. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of paying taxes. I'm sick and tired of being Mr. Goody Two-Shoes and doing what the government wants me to do. And just like you said, this may be the start of the real insurrection. And I'm not the only person that's tired of it. And if you're a open-minded thinker, you see that, wait a second, there's something wrong here. They're spending more time on trying to get Trump than they are taking care of business like they should be taking care of.
Well, taking care of veterans, taking care of the homeless, securing the border, getting gasoline prices under control. You know, what's he going to do this time? This is why they're going after Trump. See, they fear him now. And this is why they fear him. He doesn't have the opportunity to do a second term, which means he can come in and he doesn't have to worry about getting reelected, which I think in a lot of ways hampered him his first time around because he wasn't able to do everything that he wanted because the establishment, remember something, Trump was not only fighting the Democrats, he was fighting Republicans because these were the never-Trumpers like Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, these people who were still in office beyond my wildest dreams. But they fought back tooth and nail against Trump until they kept seeing that his policies were doing great for America, but they still resisted. They were afraid of him because he might figure out what is actually going on in Washington and fix it. And that's why America needs to listen. You know, we talk about supporting the radio station. We have to support radio stations like this because we are the tip of the spear. We are the ones that are speaking out. You have the lamestream media, they're like lapdogs. Everything that the White House, Jean-Pierre, comes up with, she just spews it, and they just lick it up and go with it. Doesn't matter what truth is, doesn't matter anything else, without any apologies. Without any apologies. That news outlet won an Oscar. Not an Oscar. I forgot what award it was. But for production of the hoax of Russia against Donald Trump. And they never gave it back. So the real question is that why do they fear him? And the answer is they are so afraid of him because he's going to find out everything now. Now, he's not hampered by a reelection. He's not hampered by trying to get that second term. And here's the difference between Trump and Biden. Let me ask you this, and be truthful with yourselves, guys out there, okay? Be truthful with yourselves. Do you think in any sense of the word that Xi Jinping of China would be putting up a spy base in Cuba? Does anybody remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? And I believe it was in 1962. Does anybody remember that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. You, Legendary Dave, could give us a little bit more information. But the bottom line was, they said, America said, by the time you think about putting missiles there, we will have invaded Cuba. End of story. Cuba will be the second territory of the United States. And what did they do? They backed off. They said, oh, crap, now we pissed off. Wow, now we got America pissed off. Stand back. Okay? What is it? You've taken the foot off the tiger.
And this was a Democrat president.
Yeah. Listen, John Kennedy, he was, I would say, he was the old Democrat. He was the old Democrat. He was the Democrat that you could actually respect and that you could have faith, and promises that were made is what they attempted to do. That's what they were doing. They were people of their word, the old Democrats. Now, it's nothing but, we are going to stay in power. We don't care what it does to America. We don't give a darn. So the bottom line here is, this spy base that they're attempting to build would never be going on. And I can tell you another thing. When Donald Trump calls a country, or a company, might call a company too, they're going to pick up the phone. With Joe Biden, look what's going on in Saudi Arabia. Holy moly, people. The Middle East is now transforming into a disaster area for America. They just cut another 1 million barrels a day. Why? Because they can put pressure on America. They can put their thumb on our necks and try to suffocate us. Why? We're the largest producer. Oh, wait, we're not the largest producer of oil anymore. We have the most reserves in the world. And what are we doing? We're buying oil from Saudi Arabia and the Middle East. And he's trying to cut a deal with Iran still, who wants to blow up Israel and the United States. You ever hear death to America? Yeah, that's the guy I want to do business with that keeps yelling death to America. This administration is out of control. So we have Donald Trump being indicted again. So what are they going to do? They're going to try to make everything stick to him. And I'll tell you another thing. Out of Georgia, the other Democrat on the plate, they're going to come after him, and they're going to indict him on something else. The plan is quite clear, folks. Look at what they're doing. They're trying to take out their most ardent enemy. They're the enemy. The Democrat society, this DNC, this is the enemy. The normal Democrats want the best for America. It's just like the normal Republicans. They want the best for America. They don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. They want the best for America.
Okay, I got to interrupt you, and this brings up a point that you and I have talked about off the record or whatever.
Off the air.
I've been talking to our doctors about this. Okay, the Democrats have made it quite clear what they're doing and showing us now. I can only think of one thing that I can suggest to people, and it's going to start here. It's going to start, and it has started at America's Web Radio, because we know that we have listeners. We have them in D.C. We have them every place. But what I'm recommending, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but what I'm recommending is get off your fat ass, call your legislator, be it the senator and your representative, and tell them, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of you messing with putting Trump in the news every day. Whether he's guilty or not, I'm sick of hearing about it. And I'm sick of you wasting my tax dollar that pays for your limousine, your kids' education, and everything else that it pays for. And I'm sick of you abusing me as my representative, and rest assured, I will not vote for you in the next election. I'll vote for a black dog before I'll vote for you.
See, that's a great point. That's a great point that you bring up. And what I'm talking about is people got to get up off their butts. They really do. We sit in our living rooms. Other than before getting involved with this station, and I got to tell you, I sat on my couch and I screamed and yelled at the TV on occasions, and I was upset and I'm annoyed. And I'll give you an example of what's going on in this country. People are wound up tight. Why? because of the conditions we're living in. But our elected officials are doing nothing to change that. You think that people are just going bonkers just because it's 2023? No. It's because all the stress that our government is imposing on us. When you go to the gas station and you fill up your car and you pay $60 for a tank of gas and you make $600 a week, that's a dent in your life. That stresses you out. When you come to the end of the month, paycheck to paycheck, when you come to the end of the week, and you can't afford to do things that you should be able to do in this country, that, to me, is what this government should be focusing on. But they're not focusing on it. And with all due respect, it's the Republicans and the Democrats. They're both a bunch of knuckleheads.
Amen. And we
this is not a single side.
No.
This has been the process that has now gone nuts.
You know, Mark, if there's ever a case, and I'm not an attorney, nor would I ever want to be accused of being one, but as far as I'm concerned, there's massive coercion between the two parties, and you can't tell the stripes on a Democrat compared to the stripes on a Republican. They're all lousy son of a bitches and should be voted out of office and are impeached and put out of office.
What the Republicans did with the budget was an example of the collusion between the parties. That's not negotiation. They kicked the can down the road on the budget limit till 25 after the election. Why in God's name would you do this, Kevin McCarthy and your Republicans? Why would you do something like that? You gave Biden the clear out. Well, clearly Biden's not in charge of anything. He can't even find his way off a stage. But here's the point. You gave him the out. Why would you do that? You made another mistake. Now, let me just get into the diabolical brains of the Republicans and the Democrats. They're afraid of Trump because he's going to expose everything. He's going to make the changes he should have made at the beginning. And, you know, he really messed up. And I'll admit it. You know, I was a big Trump supporter, but he messed up. He messed up because he didn't understand the nature of the swamp and the head of the snake. When you take out the head of the snake, you get something better. You get a dead snake. But he didn't do that. So now we have the Republican candidates, more and more. Now, my big question is, does this make it better or does it make it worse? You got Chris Christie who jumped in and Mike Pence. Mike Pence, great guy, very establishment. Chris Christie, a little too bold for me, a little too aggressive for me, but quite frankly, his policies kind of weren't really good for the country. And what he was proposing wasn't good. And you got Senator Tim Scott. He's also running for president. His story is amazing. And I just want to briefly jump in here where he went on The View, that chicken crap show that they have. He went on The View, and guess who wasn't there? Joy Behar, on the Monday that they put him on. Why? Because she called him the token, and she wouldn't face the guy face to face. She's a chicken shit. Excuse me, chicken spit. She just didn't have the cojones to face the guy who she bashed. And that's really sad. And Sonny Hostin, that garbage, empty-headed knucklehead, she had no answers for Tim Scott and what he said. And I give him a lot of credit for going into the war zone. But talking about war zones and everything else, this week I just want to jump over to the migrants everywhere, but no solution or slowdown in sight. Flights from California to Texas. Well, Texas to California, I should say. Are they a sanction or are they not? That's the question. Will the real liars please stand up and take a bow? Huh. Well, the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, flopsy-mopsy, as I like to say, called the practice, ready for this, and I quote, called the practice of relocating migrants dangerous and unacceptable. You're putting a lot of pressure on these states and local areas, she said in a press conference. So, she does get it, but she doesn't realize it's the Biden administration that is the source of the problem. Or is she just straight out lying? She's an absolute talking head, and I got to tell you, I've never seen something like this before. I really haven't. It's absolutely amazing. And I got to tell you, one hint to the Republican Party. you guys, you now have almost a dozen in here. You get 11. Do not make the stupid mistake of going after each other. Do not do that. Do not eat each other, because you will leave Joe Biden standing there baffled as why he's standing there, but he'll be the only one left standing. So don't do it.
And this is why I say, pick up the damn phone and call your representative. Call your senator. Call anybody you can think of to call. Stand up and say something for a change. And get rid of Biden and his queer corona cronies. I'm sorry, I got thinking about a good cold beer right now. But, you know, we've got to do something, folks. We can't stand here and do nothing.
Yep, we got to get up.
You know, this is the thing. I hate Democrats, but I respect them in the fact that they plan. And what they plan and they decide to do, they do.
They are diabolical. They think so far ahead of the Republicans, it's not funny. But maybe the Republicans will catch up. But again, Republicans, 11 of you, don't eat each other. Don't attack each other. The other side is who you're going up against. Whoever we choose as Republicans, that's who's going to be the electorate. That's going to be the person in charge.
Could you come up with something to say about Biden and his perfect administration, like payoff from China or his crooked son? I mean, you can't come up with anything bad to say about him.
No, he's going to be the nominee, I think, up until the very end when they slip in somebody else. He is in there to basically, can you think of a Vice President Kamala? Holy moly. This country would go down faster than a Boeing 747 out of fuel. This would be ridiculous. But I got to tell you, everybody out there, my email address is mark@americaswebradio.com, mark@americaswebradio.com.
Americaswebradio.com.
What is it?
Yeah, you skipped over the web. americaswebradio.com.
Ah, mark@americaswebradio.com. Email me. Let me know how you liked the show. Let me know if you didn't like the show. And again, support the station that tells the truth. Now, next week, I'm going to be coming up with something. I'm going to talk about, can the United States survive tribal divisions? This has been Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.